discussion or not of very good faith. So we're about half an hour ahead of schedule. And I will ask Michelle to talk about the agenda planning.
Yeah, so paper 9 is the agenda planning, and it's in the it's in the same format as the last paper. So I've set out in appendix a summary of the current projects and where we are, and where we would seek ASAF's input in the future. So I guess I just have any I'd be interested in any comments on the proposals that I've set out there for the project.
Are there any suggestions for adding or suppressing items on the agenda?
And so, which in that case, in Appendix 2 are the proposed agendas for September and December, with a couple of things that are in square brackets that we're not quite sure or whether they would be ready to bring to the agenda, but we've put them to so that people have any comments or that are the items.
I wasn't fast enough early on. Are you sure I have to sort of look through? We won't ever talk again about insurance.
About
insurance.
We were hoping.
It may be a bit optimistic.
No, we will definitely have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And probably this side of Christmas.
Yes.
A question? On page 10, your equity method in separate financial statements is at the top of page 10, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the IFRIC one.
IFRIC? Sorry.
So that's the exposure draft.
No, it's proposed an amendment to AS 27.
Yeah, that's actually being prepared for balloting now for finalisation. So we expect to issue that within the next about a month.
Okay,
or
that,
so.
That's why no input is planned.
Yeah, we're done and dusted.
That's good.
Roger?
I'm talking about macro hedging again in September, and I wonder what that was to talk about. Is that to talk about the same discussion paper?
Yeah. It's probably too early. Why would we want to talk about
it? I think we did have a discussion, and I think we were umming and ahhing whether we put it in September or December, depending on what the outcome would be of the discussion that we had.
But what I would encourage will be discussion of a plan B, which is the discussion we had yesterday. Because the paper is very interesting, and as we were observing yesterday, it's quite far out. I might be betraying my prejudices here, but is there a plan B which you're also looking at, which we could discuss?
Should we look at that after we get the responses to the paper?
Sure, we could do that in December.
I think that would be better.
Yeah.
And we could look at the responses at the same time.
Yes, we'll move it to December.
Any other suggestions for the agenda?
Just to ask Michelle, what am I supposed to read with pensions in brackets there? What do they
well,
mean?
Alan's here actually. It fitted in with a research project. We put it on there, but we weren't sure if the paper was going to be ready. But I think it'll probably.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Both that and emission trading schemes, it's quite early stages yet, and we have a project on there that just says pensions and. At the moment, what we're looking at is different types of schemes internationally because we know that the changes we've made for defined benefit plans aren't working for some of these other ones where they've got some guarantees and they're sort of a mixed model thing. So we were starting off by documenting the problems just there. We just didn't know how far we get. We just wanted to signal if there's a possibility of coming back. We're just not sure.
Okay.
The other one was the foreign currency translation slash inflation, which seemed to be specified at an extraordinary high level. Are we going to test the purchase price parity model or something?
No, that's more of a practical issue. The Koreans did some work on that for us, and that was presented through ARSSG, and a South American standard setters did some work on high inflation accounting as well, and we're looking at those papers to see. We promised that we'd have a look at them, so we just want to see what the outcome is to help. It may be that we decide we do nothing, or we may want to do something, but it was just giving taking those papers in and doing the analysis ourselves.
No suggestions for the other work streams that we're working on?
Dare I utter the word leases again? Will we have an update in September where you are? Because from what you said, both FASB and you, yesterday, it sounded as if you were still trying to, well, find solutions here and there. And I think if we're supposed to know your product, we need updates on that.
Okay, that's good. And I would also like to say, if people have other ideas than what the board have been able to come up with, to please present those ideas in a written form, in a clear
sooner
fashion, so that we can have a,
sooner
I mean,
later.
You know, that the time is precious here, and we have considered every subject from 10 different angles. So if there is still an angle that we didn't consider properly, then would be your chance. So we can include that in the September agenda.
And Hans, could I just note, and I'm not really suggesting that it would come into your priorities, but we will be issuing an Australian standard on accounting by what we call superannuation plans, what you would call pension plans. The IAS on pension plans is remarkable for its non-acceptance in most parts of the world. In other words, it hasn't been picked up. You know, we all say we're on IFRS, but we don't say
sorry,
that.
Sorry, what has
been? IAS 26.
IAS 26. We just don't follow it. There are very few countries that do.
Right.
What we've tried to do in the revision of that is to write that standard in the context of IFRS now. So we're writing it for our own benefit, but we think it will be potentially transportable at some point. So I wouldn't wish it on you immediately, but it's coming out. It's being voted right now.
Which brings me to the fact, Kevin, that you are going to enjoy your superannuation.
That's a great transition.
Yeah.
In Australia. Oh,
I teed it up.
This is the last time you're in our midst, and I also think Peter. Peter has already started enjoying. You will be sorely missed, Kevin. No stranger to this building. You have worked here, and you've been a very close associate throughout your career. You've been able to bring in a lot of wisdom and experience and conceptual elegance. We will certainly miss your contribution very much. I'm sure that Australia will be able to bring in a fantastic replacement. But we're sorry to see you go, but we hope to bump into you on many occasions in our
Thank
little
you
world
much.
Of accounting. Thank you very much. Did I prematurely close this subject? I mean, there's things that can be brought in.